This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. So maybe the changeover to 2013 has given you pause to think about what the new year has in store. Well, when it comes to the economy, that's a perfect question for a pollster. And that's how we're going to start today's Attitude Check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Attitude Check is our weekly partnership with Gallup and Editor-in-Chief Frank Newport. Hello, Frank.
Hi, good morning.
According to Gallup's polling, what are Americans expecting in the new year?
Well, economically speaking, it's a mixed picture, which is kind of interesting. The question we've been asking since 1965 is, will the new year be one of prosperity or one of economic difficulty? And 65% of Americans say it's one of economic difficulty. So that's not atypical. The only time we've had Americans being ebullient about the next year being one of prosperity was in the dot-com boom in the late 1990s and way back in 1965. However, a little over half say that it will be a year of full or increasing employment. And a little more over half say it'll be a time when prices will be reasonable next year.
Let's pivot to a different polling question you asked recently. You asked Americans to compare various aspects of American life with how they think those aspects of life are in other modern industrialized countries. Take me through a few of those.
Yeah, it's very interesting results because I would typify it by saying Americans compare us very favorably when it comes to softer dimensions. 77% of Americans say that the U.S. is the best or above average when it comes to individual freedoms. But when it comes to the economic system, only 34% of Americans say that the economic system is the best or above average. The rest say it's either average or actually about a quarter of Americans say our economic system is below average compared to other modern industrialized countries.
You also asked people about our system of government and you asked them about our healthcare system. Tell me about both of those.
Yeah, both of those are below 50% of Americans saying the best or above average, which is quite interesting. Of course, we have the Affordable Care Act, but only 29% of Americans say now that our health care system is above average compared to other modern industrialized countries. And then the system of government, a little less than half say it's above average compared to other modern industrialized countries. And of course, our system of government, representative democracy, is something we're very proud of here. But Americans at this point, at least in December, when we took these data, weren't all that positive about our governmental system.
So this notion of American exceptionalism, it has been called, right, that Americans believe generally that our way of life across the board is better than other places, that does not appear to be true.
Certainly, we are exceptional, I would say, when it comes to freedoms and also the quality of life. Americans were positive about that, but we're not sure how we're doing when it comes to the very specific systems of government and healthcare and the economy here in this country.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thank you.
My pleasure.